And welcome back in. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around this morning. Finishing up today, we've got Marisa Diaz-Wayne. She's the founder and executive director and the big brain behind Merlin CCC. Marisa, you've been in before, but it's been a minute. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
For folks that maybe missed the last time you were here, maybe just aren't aware, can you explain to us just what Merlin is?
I will.
Because people hear Merlin CCC and they're like, okay, there's letters, there's a wizard. I don't know what that means.
And a bird somewhere. Right. There. Yeah. So we are a local philosophy nonprofit, and we're very dedicated to enriching lives and strengthening the community through philosophy. So the way that we attempt to do that is by providing a number of free activities for members in the community to participate in sort of critical creative thinking, the sharing of ideas, being exposed to a variety of perspectives, and then ideally sort of being able to look at those and apply philosophy in their own lives, in their own ways.
Yeah, and you have an event coming up, several of them,
yes.
Really. The first is coming up December 6th. Somehow, incredibly, that's next week.
I know.
December 6th, next week, that's Thursday. It's a philosophy symposium. Can you, I guess, tell folks just initially sort of that aerial view, what is a philosophy symposium in general?
Okay, so a philosophy symposium in general, so one of our first symposiums would be from the ancient Greek, Plato and Socrates, but it's basically people coming together and sharing ideas. That would probably be, oftentimes there's drinking involved, at least in the ancient Platonic text, that's what was going on.
Which can help.
Right,
yeah.
You know, but this one, no. The general idea is the sharing of ideas in a very loose sense.
Right. So this is all about the facilitating, creating conversation. I mean, that's something that obviously in today's world we're lacking in many, many areas. It's my side, your side, that's what it is. I'm right, you're wrong. This is about bridging that gap.
Yes. Very well put. Thank you. Yeah, I think that is definitely one of the goals.
So this one that you've got, the symposium, it's not just a general like, hey, come and talk. I mean, you have an actual, there is a bit of a focus here. Yes. And it's environment, ethics, and stewardship. So what's the idea here? Because that still is a pretty big umbrella.
Yes. So every year, at least so far, we've offer a three-part philosophy symposium series. The one that we have done this year, we've already had the first in this three-part series that took place in September. But we'll pick an overarching topic, and then each of the symposium within those will have a general focus within that larger umbrella. So the broad spectrum of environment, ethics, and stewardship, the first one we looked at public lands versus private lands, and then individual rights, collective rights, and responsibilities, which is itself still a large topic.
Yeah.
This one on December 6th, we'll be looking at landowner, steward, and wildlife habitat relationships. So that will be sort of a sub-focus within the larger
topic. Okay. And it's set up, it sounds like a Q&A. You've got a panel of folks coming in from various walks of life. I mean, all interconnected and related, but different points of view coming up here for us just to talk.
Yes. Yeah. So the way that it's set up is the first portion of the night, each of the symposium panelists will do about a 7 to 10 minute presentation, providing some insights and perspectives from their kind of experience, life experiences and background. We'll have a short break, and then we'll open it up to just free-flowing Q&A with audience and panelists.
And this is going to be out at Carroll College?
It will. Yeah. It's in Semperman Hall in Carroll College from 6:30 to 10 p.m.
And best of all, it's free.
It is free.
No,
yes.
No tickets here.
You no just tickets.
Show up and think and talk.
Yes.
All right. And then just a few days later, December 9th, that's on a Sunday, there's a philosophy workshop. You've got that. It's entitled Ethical Living Through Self-Knowledge. What's that about?
So, philosophers from the ancient world have consistently described understanding ourselves and sort of our place in the wider world as one of the first steps toward living well. So a friend and colleague of mine who lives out in the Schenectady area decided to put together a workshop that really looks at some ancient texts like Platonic texts, Epicurean, Stoics, etc., trying to see what sort of insights we can glean from those that would be relevant to self-knowledge and living a full and enriched life.
And where's that one going to be? That's out in Reader's Alley?
It is, yeah. It's at the Reader's Alley Interpretive and Convention Center.
Okay. And that's December 9th. So put that one on your calendar.
Yeah, December 9th.
It's coming up as well.
10 to 1, and that's free as well. So.
Okay. We're chatting today with Marisa Diaz-Wayne. She's with Merlin CCC. She is Merlin, basically. She started this thing. Basically, it sounds like the idea for this one on the 9th is we can live better lives when we understand ourselves, sort of just how we tick.
Absolutely. Yeah. Understanding what sort of values that we're holding, how those affect our beliefs, whether or not we ought to be making certain decisions or not, being able to really honestly and openly look at ourselves and why we do what we do and feel what we feel is an important part, I think, of our actions.
And then after that, I mean, you've got a whole you're not going to sleep in December. You've got a Think and Drink coming up on December 13th. It sounds like a fun time. I know you say you emphasize the think over the drink.
We do.
But I think the combination sounds like a winner to me. What's going on with that thing?
So we do monthly Think and Drinks. Those are really fun. They're very informal, sort of casual gatherings where people will come with whatever burning question has been on their mind that they'd like to discuss. We do a fairly democratic process. We'll throw a question out there. We vote on it. The one that gets the most votes, we embark on a journey of awesomeness. So
I like it. So where's that one going to be at? What are the details?
Will be in the wine cave at the Sapphire.
Okay.
So if you have not been there, you walk all the way through the bar in the back and there's this hidden gym back there.
Okay. So. That's the thinking cave.
Yes.
So if we jump into 2019, it's around the corner. Jump into 2019, January 31st, Science on Tap. That's a program done through Exploration Works. They've done those before. This one is the three thought experiments that revolutionized science. What's a thought experiment? What's going on there? We know what experiments are, but what are thought experiments and what are you guys doing there?
Yeah, so this one's exciting. Now, I will say I'm bummed because and hopefully I have this correct here. Exploration Works has actually discontinued their Science on Tap program temporarily, although they are doing ours, which is very kind of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like chatting with them, it sounds like folks just weren't taking advantage, which is a bummer.
I know. Cause I think there were some great things that were going on. So it was very nice of them to continue this for us in January. But yeah, so the three thought experiments that revolutionized science, the idea behind it is that most of us can identify, you know, the things that have revolutionized science as we know it. But what about the thought experiments behind those, kind of the ideas behind the ideas that really gave rise to our vision of the world today? So it'll be an interactive, very fun, dynamic presentation of sorts that emphasizes the role of imagination and wonder in scientific thinking and philosophical thinking.
Okay. So we all know that the creation of the light bulb revolutionized the world, but how do you sit down and think we should make a thing that holds light in a glass? That's what we're talking about
exactly.
here.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So those things are like, wait a minute, the questions behind the question.
Right. How did you get to the point where you thought I should make something called a light bulb?
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll have you back here before, I'm sure. But in March, part three of your series is the Philosophy Walk and Symposium. It's March 3rd and 14th. Can people find out about these other events you have coming up on the website? Is that the best place for them to get information?
Yeah. So everything right now that we have scheduled is up on our event calendar. So you can go to the website and get more information. We'll have dates, times, locations, and we'll be adding things as the year goes on as well. But that one, I will say just for the Symposium and Walk series, that will be focusing on current and future environmental and conservation challenges. That should be a really interesting series of discussions.
Yeah. The whole series is great. Before we run out of time, though, there's some other things that you told me you wanted to share. One of them, Humanities Montana. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. This is just quite exciting. We put together a program called Philosophy, What Is It Good For? Inspired by Edwin Starr's War, What Is It Good For? Right? So we're doing a flip on it. Philosophy's great for everything. So that's a Conversations Montana program. They'll be available throughout the state. So that was just fun news to be able to share philosophy in general. And then we had a couple of other things as well.
Yeah. You were talking before the show about campfire conversations.
Oh, yeah. So campfire philosophy outings. Yeah. We have been sort of developing this idea of taking our philosophy walks and extending them a bit. So we're going to be looking at doing some 3 to 4 day outings out in the wild, hiking, maybe rafting. And then at night, certainly culminating the evening with a lovely discussion of philosophy over a campfire and philosophy kind of throughout the day with guest speakers. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it sounds like a really fun time because you're doing a lot of active things and then sitting down and letting your brain kind of relax. And you're taking that walk to the next level.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to give that a go next year. And then we also have a program with kids that we are super excited about. We're working with Helena Civic Television and Cottonwood School to do a program called Big Ideas by Little Philosophers, which is kind of a Mr. Rogers meets Pee-wee's Playhouse meets Socrates.
Yeah, I like that mashup.
Right? I know. This will be fun. So I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. That's going to be done through HCTV. Mm-hmm. And you said like a four-part series,
yeah,
basically,
I
to start?
I think we're going to try to give that a pilot series run.
Okay.
So, yes.
So before that launches, once you get that all together, we'll definitely have you in. We'll chat about that because that's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, a kid's on TV. I mean, what could go wrong,
kids,
right?
What was the show? Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Yeah. No, it'll be fantastic. And before we run out of time, a couple minutes left, Reader's Alley, we mentioned them early on, and you've got a block party coming up, and it's tied to the Gov Cup. What's your involvement and what's going on with that?
Yeah.
Get it on the radar.
Get it on the radar. All right. So this is kind of a new development, which is exciting. So our organization was asked to be the new host of the block party earlier this year, and we already did that in June, and it was wonderful. And in 2019, we're going to be sort of taking that and amping it up a notch by partnering with the Governor's Cup. And so what this basically will mean for the community is that instead of the normal first Thursday in June, we'll be doing it now the first Saturday in June after the Governor's Cup in the evening. We'll be making it a little bit longer from approximately 4 to 10 p.m. or so. The footprint will expand some to accommodate more people, more festivities, more food to help support local businesses, and of course more dancing room for music lovers. We have our main band booked already as well. They're a kind of gritty, bluesy, funky, rootsy group out of Missoula called Mudslide Charlie. So they're awesome. I think Helena's really going to love them. And of course, all the other sort of festival, family, community, fun things lined up as well. And the partnership note, I think the common bond between Governor's Cup and Merlin is the idea of wellness in whatever forms that those take, mm-hmm. physical, social, mental, emotional.
Yeah, because it's all interconnected, right?
It's all, you
can't have one without the others.
Yeah, and I should say for Governor's Cup, this is the 46th annual cup this year. Registration is open, so you can go to www.govcupmt.com to sign up. Registration fees will benefit the Caring Foundation of Montana. So that helps provide access to healthcare services across the state. And of course, the Reader's Alley Block Party. Come to that afterwards, stay and play. And it's a celebration of community ideas and history. And it is free. Proceeds raised from that will go to benefit philosophy in the community and
so
Reader's Alley.
Full on block party. You ran your 5K, 10K, half marathon. You earned yourself a party.
You did.
Thanks so much for coming in. We're all out of time. Marissa Diaz-Wayne, she's the founder and executive director of Merlin CCC. Find out more, look them up online.
Thank you.